Phoneboy Speaks, episode 960, The Happy Birthday Smoking Gun. The song Happy Birthday is actually covered under copyright in the United States. In fact, Warner / Chappelle makes at least $2 million a year licensing the use of the song Happy Birthday in movies and stuff like that. And you see weird little things. And I mean, I've seen this where, for example, when a show first airs on television, it might have the song Happy Birthday. But when DVD or something, if it shows up and it doesn't have that, it doesn't have Happy Birthday and it has some other song in it instead, because, well, guess what? The rights on television are a lot cheaper than, I guess, if on something that is reproduced like a DVD or VCR tape or whatever. So there's a lot of money that's been spent on Happy Birthday that, probably unnecessarily. And in fact, there's now a smoking gun that suggests that, well, maybe the song Happy Birthday is not covered under copyright for possibly one of a couple of reasons. Number one, back when the song originated, I guess, in the early 20th century, in order to have something covered under copyright, you had to declare it as being under copyright. It wasn't just automatically covered. And the current thinking is that according to Warner Chappelle, they put it under copyright in 1935, right? Well, it was found in a songbook from 1927, which did not have the copyright on it. But the copyright laws have changed quite a bit over the years too. It used to be that you had to extend a copyright, and even if you could only extend it once. In fact, I remember my grandmother telling me, because she had some songs and they were, they were copyrighted, and she had to pay some money to actually put them under copyright, and then to renew them in 26 years. And so, copyright wasn't meant to be forever. And, you've got companies like Warner Chappelle that are actually making, that continue it. I call them Mickey Mouse rules too, because Mickey Mouse is essentially covered under the same rules. But if this came out in 1927, even if it was covered under copyright, that copyright would have been expired a long time ago. But the other contention is, well, the song was never really covered under copyright in the first place, because it was published without a copyright notice in 1927. Therefore, the song is not covered under copyright at all. And the funny thing is that this information was apparently conveniently left out of the discovery documents that the filmmaker that is suing over this asked for, I guess, as part of the lawsuit. There's a discovery process goes on. These documents were inadvertently left out. Well, gee, I wonder why. Because they prove the plaintiff case in this case. And honestly, I would just love to see this song not be under copyright, because it's just really silly that for a simple song like Happy Birthday that everybody sings, right? And at this point it's not even particularly clever, right? Whatever copyright should have existed on the song should be gone a long time ago. So I'm really kind of been watching this case. A lot of people, who have interest in copyright have been watching this case. And so hopefully, this is still in courts, as it were. Hopefully this copyright finally gets invalidated and we can move on, and we can all just use Happy Birthday in our, in all of our various, things in the United States without having to pay somebody for the rights to use the song Happy Birthday that everybody sings when it's everybody's birthday. It's just kind of silly. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.